song is called The Voice of Truth. Believe me, there's nothing any more truthful than God's Word, isn't that right?
Amen.
Let me give you some good news about my father-in-law. They did a scan on him the other day, and the chemotherapy is working. It has shrunk the tumor by 3/4. That's right, Chad. He's going to be able to stay around and aggravate you a little while longer, son. But continue to keep him in prayers. He's got 2 more treatments to go, but this man is a fighter. And he and I have come through some real common ground, 2 totally different paths. But life's been thrown at us and thrown us a curve. But we're both hanging in there by the grace of God. And by His grace, you can climb any mountain that's put in front of you if you're climbing with Him.
Amen.
Monica, look who's here.
Martha. Hey, good to see you.
Well, them two get together, it scares me to death. I'm just telling you. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. All right. We are in a part of Revelation that this is about as scary as it can get. And what you're going to see would probably marvel almost any science fiction movie that you could go watch today. I don't want you to get caught up so much, even though I'm going to read it verse by verse, into necessarily the pictures, but the punishment. Understand this one thing. Right now, we're under God's grace. You understand that? We are under God's grace. Anywhere on this planet that you want to accept Jesus Christ, day, night, any age, all you've got to do is say, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I believe you as my Lord and Savior. I accept you as my Savior. And I want to live my life for you as long as you allow me to live on this planet. Any place, any time, any color, any age, any gender, you can do that. And Jesus will come into your life. His Holy Spirit will come into your life and save your soul. Isn't that wonderful? Give the Lord a hand of applause. But there's coming a day. We all know that the rapture of the church can be any day, any time, any place. The trumpet is in the hands of Jesus and ready to blow. When that happens, as you well know, we're going to go into this 7-year tribulation period of time. And it's going to be the people who have been left behind because they did not believe in Jesus before the rapture of the church. There's going to be millions and millions of people on this planet, but there's going to be millions of people that's going to fly away from this planet. I'm looking forward to flying one day. Isn't that going to be great? And listen, I say this week after week, Martha, and I don't mean this personally, but I'm not going to need a nurse in heaven. Thank you. That's right. I say that to Donna. Oh, and there's one person I would give anything if she'd have been here that I'd like to have introduced you to. Her name starts the same letter as yours, and she's a part of this wonderful family over here. But she's out today, and she can't even spell analysis, but she thinks she knows everything about analysis. Now, I know you're going to tell on me, I know. But one of the things I'm going to get you two together because she is. You know, you watched over me there at the clinic, and these nurses watch over me here. My wife watches over me at home. I got no chance. You know, I got all these women in my life watching over me. I can't even move 1 step, Steve.
That's right, David.
The Lord's good, isn't He? That's right. It's wonderful. It's wonderful how God puts people in your path in the time of life that you need them the most. I mean, it's a miracle how God works in people's lives.
Amen.
You believe that? Give the Lord a hand of applause. My gracious wife, we've been married 35 years, and she has been with me through the thick and the thin, through the hearts and all of the stuff. I mean, I'm cut here and here and everywhere else, you know. We've been there for each other. It hasn't been an easy ride. Anybody married says, oh, that's easy, you need to get a wife. It's not easy. I don't care. If you got kids, it's not easy. You got grandkids, it's not easy. You got a mortgage, it's not easy. You got health issues, it's not easy. But let me tell you something. I wouldn't take anything for the journey that I've been on, the ups and the downs, because Jesus has been with me through every step. And the right people in the right place. Yeah. During the 7-year tribulation period, folks, we have taught you this will go from bad to worse. This is going to be about as bad as it gets. But this is horrible what you're going to read. I just want you to understand this right now. The people who deserve this has got it coming, because they will not. Because believe me, even during this tribulation period, I've taught you, they can still accept Jesus Christ, but it's going to cost them their lives. And there have been many of them who have literally died because they wanted to believe in Jesus Christ. Now, we talked here a few weeks ago about the 144,000. You remember that? We talked about that. These are the ones that have been sealed by Jesus. They are protected by Jesus. These are Jewish people. They are truly the preachers and the teachers and the evangelists of the tribulation period, because all of the Christians have left this planet. But it doesn't stop those who want to come up against them, harm them, Satan's people, who still will not believe in Jesus. I want you to see the punishment that's coming. Horrible. Horrible. We're going to go one day, folks, from God's grace to God's anger. Believe me, you don't want to be on the side of this. Are you ready to take this journey? Say amen.
Amen.
Here we go. And the fifth angel. There you go. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. When you see an angel here and you use the word fall, that's a bad sign. Because God's angels don't fall. They rise to the occasion. But Satan's angels, they fall. All hell's getting ready to break loose on these people that have rejected Jesus, and now the time has come. What's going to happen? Now, this bottomless pit, just need to understand, these are Satan's demons waiting to be released. But I want you to understand something, and I'll point this out to you as we go through here. Believe me, God is still in control of this. This is not Satan's deal run. God is in control. But the key has been given to unlock. And what we're going to see here, folks, is just literally out of this world. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out the smoke of locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power as a scorpion. On the earth have power. Takes the key, opens it, the door opens, and smoke comes out so thick that it literally tries to darken the earth. You get the scene? All this is just to let you know, wherever Satan's at, there's darkness. That's all this is symbolizing. Don't get too deep into it. This is real simple. Anything Satan's a part of is deception and darkness. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. There's a difference. Satan, darkness. Jesus, light. You get the teaching? Say amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause in his hand. Now, locusts. Aggravating creatures. But then, scorpions are dangerous. You ever seen one? You ever seen a tail? You better run. Here we go. All right, brother. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth,
neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not sealed of God in their foreheads. Everybody said, what's the deal? Listen to me. This earth belongs to who? Who created it? God. They said, no. Because see, one day we're coming back to this planet. We're not going to destroy all of that. All we're going to do is we're going to go after those who don't have what? The seal? What's it say? Seal of God in their forehead. In other words, go, hurt, destroy, kill, except for those 144,000. Do you see that? That's easy, isn't it? You understand that? You get the teaching? Say amen.
Amen.
Look what he says. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. Here's the torment. There's going to come a time, folks, when people are going to be in so much pain, they're going to say, let me die. I'm going to die. I'm just going to stay in pain. Now, this 5 months, here's one thing that I want you to see. Anything that God deals with has a time limit, except one thing, and that's eternity. Anything that God does, he's got a reason for it, he's got a time for it, 5 months. Basically, what that really is that that's the lifespan of most locusts, is 5 months. And we can read a lot into this, and a lot of people take and run this and do different things. The only thing that I really want you to see for today's purpose is there is a limit, there's a time to this. But let me tell you something. When you're in pain, and I try to tell Martha this several times while I was in pain, 5 seconds seems like a lifetime, don't it? I'm hurting. Someone want to come over here and give me a little attention. You know, I'm in pain here. Mr. Hodge, I'll get to you in a few minutes. I got other people here too. You're not the only person here. Did you say that?
No ice cream.
Do what?
No ice cream.
That's right. Office, she gave everybody in the planet ice cream. I didn't get any ice cream. Everybody's eating ice cream. I didn't get any ice cream, Kevin. Because she said your numbers don't require you to have ice cream. What numbers? Calories? Of course, everybody in there was skinny except me. She said, Mr. Hodge, you don't get ice cream. Your numbers are okay. I don't know what, I'd give anything, but my numbers wasn't okay, just get some of that ice cream. Yeah, poor baby. Thank you, sweetie. That's right, poor baby. When you're in pain, folks, let me tell you something. Can you imagine? Because when you're in pain, you know, a minute seems like forever, doesn't it? 5 months. 5 months these people are going to be, and I'm talking about pain. No relief. Can't get relief. Pain. And yet they won't die. Let me tell you something. That 6 hours that Jesus spent on that cross with the nails in his hands, dying for you, one day, the rest of this world is going to pay for that 6 hours that he went through pain. And you're seeing it now. We're on God's grace right now. One day, baby, the grace is going to leave. That 6 hours is going to cost people the rest of their lives when they don't believe in the cross. And what he did. He suffered on that cross for me and for you. And all he asked is that you believe. All he asks is that you accept the fact that he died for you. He became sin. But the greatest pain that was on that cross wasn't the nails in his hands and in his feet. It was the sin that he took on that cross for you and me. That's the pain. Because there in one moment in time in history, God literally turned his back on his son because he became sin for you. Can you imagine? Let me tell you something. You come up against God and you slap God,
You have no fear of God. You have no love for God. One day, that price is going to be paid. See, Jesus paid the price for you. But if you don't believe in Him, one day you're going to pay the price for that unbelief. Can you imagine the pain that's going to hit these people at this time? Thank God I won't be in heaven. Thank God I won't be with Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, boy. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses. I want you to just try to get this picture in your mind. Unto horses prepared in the battle. And on their heads were as crowns like gold. And their faces were the faces of men. Now, most scorpions, whenever I've seen them, they're what? What's it big? Can you imagine one big as a horse? Can you imagine what the stinger's going to be like on that? I mean, I'm not reading anything into that. I mean, I'm just telling you. Can you imagine? Now, look here what it says in faces of that of men. Here's simply what that means. They're going to have intellect. You know, most scorpions, if you come close to them, they sting to protect themselves. These are going to be aggressive. They're going to come after these people. They're not there to protect themselves. They're there to inflict pain. You're not going to be able to hide. They're going to be able to come in anywhere that you can imagine. And they're going to come after these people with a vengeance. And they're going to inflict pain like it's never been felt before on this planet. And all they would have to have done, all any of our family would have to do, to avoid something like this, and just simply accept Jesus Christ. No. See, we got it all figured out our way up, Chris. And, you know, we're tough. We can handle it. We can do it. God wouldn't do this. He's a God of love. I'm going to tell you something. One of the greatest things that Satan uses is that line. You know, God's a God of love. Oh, yes, He is. If you read your Bible, when God gets mad, the whole earth shakes. Let me tell you something. What these people and those who have unbelief, what they did to His Son, is going to pay the price one day. There's no reason for anybody from the sound of my voice or watches me on the internet to ever see this. But I promise you, one day this is coming. And it's coming to this planet. And it's coming to this world because of unbelief. And you can choose to believe it. You can say it's some hogwash. You can say whatever you want to believe. But I don't know what you mean. But I promise you, I believe with all of my heart that one day these creatures are coming to this planet and they're going to give the greatest pain that people have ever felt on the face of this earth. With thanks, amen. Amen. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were the teeth of lions. Simply all that I want you to see. The thing about a horse, most people who own horses that tell me, is that their hair, what's that called?
Mane.
Yeah, okay. You know, that's what really makes a horse, I don't know, powerful or pretty or valuable, distinguished, if you will. You know, we are defined by our hair. I'm sorry, Chris, I didn't mean to know. Some of us are defined by our hair. These people are going to be defined by the fact of they're going to look nice. Everybody, they're coming at you with everything they got. And not only are they going to sting you, they're going to bite you. Now, I've never been up real close to a lion. I mean, I've seen them in the zoos when they're, you know, as far as from here, saying for me. I'm going to be up close to one of you guys. Them things weigh hundreds of pounds. They're meteors. They tear into you. Now, these creatures are going to have teeth that can rip flesh and stingers that can inflict pain. I'd like seeing this creature face to face. I mean, Hollywood can't make this kind of stuff up to understand this. And that's all due
us to understand whether or not these are truly the way it's going to look. But I promise you, pain is coming to the people who believe. Pain is coming to those who slap God in the face. You better quit slapping and start bowing and understand God's grace in this house. Give a warm round of applause. All right, brother. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. You know, we would hear these things from tens, hundreds of miles coming. The frightening thing is we're overcoming. I mean, it's literally going to shake the earth how big these things are when they're coming. And as they had tails unto scorpions, and they were stings in their tails, and their power was hurt in 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue is Apollyon. And all this simply is saying is, you know, this person, everybody needs a leader. And all this is saying is that this group is organized. And there's a reason for that. Because there's not going to be a place on this planet that you can be able to run from. These people are going to be, these creatures, if you will, are going to be smart. They're going to have a leader. They're going to have a plan. They're going to have a purpose. And they're going to fulfill it. And you won't be able to hide in the cave, in the mountain, any place, the sea. It don't make a difference. You will not be able to hide from what God is going to do to people of unbelief. And here's what something else I want you to understand. These are also the group of people who have killed Christians, who have worked for Satan and all of that, and the Antichrist. Their day's coming. And this is coming. Now we're going to stop here. We're going to pick up next week for 200 million. 200 million. The biggest army that you can imagine is getting ready to get let loose. Do you remember last week we said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Three woes. This is the first woe. We still got two more woes. It's horrible. It's horrible what's going to happen to people one day outside of God's grace. Thank God, right now, we are under amazing grace. And those who watch me by internet, I share this with you. I don't care whether it's day or night. I don't care where you're at or what you're doing. You need to accept Jesus Christ. The time is at hand. Jesus is coming. The trumpet's getting ready to sound. And no matter how bad you think this world is now, folks, this is heaven here. Compared to what you're going to be like one day. But if you don't know Jesus, whether or not you die outside of Jesus, you've got pain and suffering the rest of your life, or if you're alive at the time of the rapture of the church, or alive during this 7-year period of time, this is what you're going to be facing. Unless you give your life to Christ, and then you're going to have to die for it. Right now, all you've got to do is believe. And yet, we've got churches all across this land that are empty. We've got people that are out here just doing their thing. They don't seem to care about church. They don't seem to, you know, maybe one church hurt them. Well, what do you do? There ain't no church perfect. There ain't no congregation perfect. If a church hurt you, if a congregation hurt you, if a preacher hurt you, is that what you're going to tell God one day? Well, you know, I had a preacher hurt my feelings. Oh, well, that's wonderful. I spent 6 hours on the cross with nails in my hands. Depart from me, I never knew yet. You think that's going to fly one day because a preacher hurt your feelings, or a Sunday school teacher hurt your feelings, or they put the wrong color of carpet in, or they did something stupid? You know, there's only, what, hundreds of thousands of churches in this country, and you're going to tell God you couldn't find one? I'll tell you, there's going to be people that's going to burn in hell whose names are on the church rolls because all they seem to do is come in and write your name on something, get in this water, and you never see them anymore. Some people got a wide awakening coming one day. I'm thankful for you and who you are, but never forget this. Jesus expects you to live for him until you die. because he stayed on that cross as long as it took. He took the sin of the world on that cross. The great thing about that is once he died, he didn't stay in the grave. When he came back to life in the resurrection is when he proved to the world he was the Son of God. And one day, just as he rose out of this world, he's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. I hope you're ready. I pray that you're ready. If not, today's the day to get ready. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a hand of applause. If you stand with me, please. As your head is bowed, we ask. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Father, these words are scary. To think of the pain and suffering that's coming into this world one day. But Father, to those of us who believe in Jesus and trust in Jesus and live for Jesus, we'll never see these days. We're going to be in heaven. We're going to be in glory. We're going to be with Jesus. We're going to be with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But Father, we all have family. We all have friends. Father, don't know Jesus. Father, may they see something in us. May we live before them a righteous life that they can say, I want to know Jesus. If there's anybody from the sound of my voice as I speak that's lost, may they understand today is the day of salvation. The trumpet could sound today. It could sound tomorrow. It could sound a week from now, or 10 years, or 100 years from now. But the thing is, we don't know. All we need to do is be ready. And to be ready is simply to believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. No church is going to save you. No denomination is going to save you. The only thing that's going to save you is your belief in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Father, bless these moments. As we offer this invitation to you, if there be one here in this congregation that's lost today, may they walk down this aisle and say, Brother Roger, I want to believe in Jesus. I accept Jesus. I want to be forgiven of my sin. And I want to just truly confirm that I'm a child of God. It's a faith step. It's an important step. But it's a doable step. As I promise you, God will meet you halfway if you'll just start. If you need a quiet time at this altar, you're more than welcome to come. Whatever that you need, you come. Ask the Lord, ask for His will in your life, in the name of Jesus. He watches over people. He watches over your family, watches over your home. If you're looking for a good church home, just come up and say, Brother Roger, I want to join the church. I want to be a member here. I want to be a part of this congregation, and we'll welcome you with open arms. But most of all, and what's most important to me is that you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, Brother Larry, as you begin to play, would you come? Would you come in the name of Jesus?